Hey guys, we're back. I'm Kevin Kaufman, and welcome to Industry Headlines, coming at you live in the Next Level Agents Facebook group or recorded on the Kevin and Fred podcast, depending on where and how you're listening to this. This week's headlines, I've kept it brief, or I'm going to keep it brief, if you will. Two major things I want to talk about. Zillow has officially made their shift into the IDX world. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about these economists, if you will, weighing in on mortgage rates and the rising factor that they are expected to have in 2021. So let's start with Zillow. So first of all, you probably know this, and if you don't, quick background. Previously, the listings on Zillow really was patchwork, right? It came from thousands of separate feeds through different agreements with like real estate brokerages, with different multiple listing services, et cetera. And what has changed here recently is this is now being, if you go to Zillow.com, it looks a little bit different. It's now an officially powered by IDX feed, meaning they're part of your MLS. Now, for some of you, you've known that. Some of you think that's much worse than it really is. Some of you go, I don't care. I got to go run my business. It's kind of more of where the camp I'm in. But if you are there, you notice that if you've been on Zillow.com, you've noticed some changes. One of the ones that just absolutely stuck out to me is agents now are being kind of billed as a personal guide as opposed to an agent to show you a home. So that I thought that was interesting. And my guess, probably a sign of things to come. So a quick quote that I got out of Inman from a Zillow rep was, our premier agent and industry partners are a critical part of our vision. We believe in moving to IDX will create a better experience on our platform for consumers, driving successful home searches for buyers, greater exposure for sellers, and creating more opportunity for our partners in the industry. We'll see how that plays out. But nonetheless, it's a big step forward in Zillow's ever-changing vision and what is to come. And so that's interesting. Moving on to this week's next headline, I can't help but read just headline after headline about rates and mortgage rates, that is, and how they're going to go up. And I think a lot of people feel that way because they've been so low, right? So one of the things that I was reading today on Housing Wire, it pointed out, hey, you know, just a few weeks into the new year, Freddie Mac had already reported that mortgage rates have climbed 14 basis points all the way up to 2.79. So it's funny, in the Housing Wire article, they call it a dramatic contrast to 2020, which mortgage rates set record low 16 times. It's accurate, but that's misleading. Yes, there was record low 16 times, but let's go back to the first part of last year. It wasn't necessarily like that. So it's not like we started hitting low after low after low, but it is interesting to see Freddie Mac's quarterly forecast estimates on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. They're expecting it to be 2.91 in 2021. So can we just pause for a second? 2.9, that's still not even a three. I don't think anybody should be upset with a three. Yes, technically that's a rise in rates, but that is still dramatically low. And they're looking at 3.2, or I should say they're forecasting 3.2 in the following year, 2022. However, factors that drive mortgage rates, that's still up to debate. You know, we've got a changing of the presidency tomorrow. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's an inauguration tomorrow. And I think a lot of things are going to happen. One thing we do know is the Fed has, you know, they have come out flat out and said, hey, they're going to buy mortgage-backed securities effectively unlimited. Will they continue to do that? I don't know. But they are buying now, if I read that correctly, something like $120 billion worth a month. So they're splitting that into $80 billion worth of treasuries and $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. That is a ton. And according to the Fed vice chairman, they do not see a pullback at any time this year. As long as that's happening, I think we're going to see rates stay low. And again, in my opinion, even if they rise a little bit to 2.9, that's still staying pretty damn low. But what do you think? I'd love to see, what are you hearing? What do you think is going to happen in 2021 to rates? Do me a favor. If you're going to make a comment, let's not have anything political there because I just don't care what your political affiliation is. I love you because you're a real estate professional, okay? But I'd love to hear, what do you think is going to happen with rates in 2021? And heck, if you're willing to, even beyond 2021. So that's it for this week's industry headlines. Hope you caught this week's expert interview. I actually was a replay with my friend Ben Kenny. We did a webinar here in the Next Level Agents Facebook group on business models and things for success in 2021. It was so good. I got so much great feedback on that. Decided to turn it into a podcast this week. So I hope you enjoy it. And we'll catch you next week. Have a great one.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings two or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.